Each winter, Americans use nearly 17 million tons of salt to make driving less hazardous. Some of it is mined from huge underground deposits on the Gulf Coast. Most of the salt that's dumped on northern highways comes from ancient salt beds under the Great Lakes. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Karen Schaefer reports.
This industrial site looks like any other you'd see around the country. Pickup trucks are clustered around warehouses as railroad cars and tractor trailers stand ready to receive their loads. But this isn't just a factory. Workers at the Cleveland salt mines reach their job only after riding an elevator nearly a third of a mile under the earth. Deep beneath Lake Erie lies a bed of salt 60 feet thick. Scientists say it was formed 400 million years ago by the drying of an ancient sea. Limestone and shale deposits later buried the salt, and retreating glaciers left the Great Lakes on top. The salt remained a hidden asset until the 1950s. That's when miners dug a 1,750-foot deep shaft down into the salt from an island in the city's harbor. From here, a vast honeycomb of underground rooms stretches 3.5 miles out under the lake.
You can stack the tallest building in Cleveland in here twice and still have extra room. So that kind of gives you an idea of how far you're going down beneath the surface.
Mining engineer Sean Wilczynski says it's a world most people will never see. More than 400 miles of underground roads link rooms of salt where giant machines lumber in near darkness. But Wilczynski jokes that for him, it's just another day at the salt mine.
I don't think I've salted a piece of food since I've been here.
Salt coats everything in these cavernous tunnels. The mine produces almost 2.5 million tons of rock salt a year, enough to cover 10 million miles of roads. It's the same stuff as table salt, but not pure enough to eat. The mining cycle begins with nightly blasting. Miners bore holes for explosives in the rock face and fill them with ammonium nitrate. Each morning, salt that's been blasted loose is scooped up and broken into smaller pieces. It's taken by conveyor belt to this underground mill. A 3-story metal scaffolding carries the salt through huge crushers, sorting it by size into 3 grades. Then it's hoisted to the surface in huge elevators called skips. Each skip carries 20 tons of salt a trip. It's dirty, noisy work lit only by headlights. Mine foreman John Good has worked here for 22 years.
Anytime I go out someplace, and I'm never lacking for conversation, you know, somebody says, well, I work at the Ford plant, or I work at the steel mills, or I work at an office, and I say I work at a salt mine, and I'm swamped by entertainment. Everybody wants to know what you do.
Safety is carefully monitored at the Cleveland mine. As with most mining operations, workers brace the roof with foot-long steel bolts spaced a few feet apart. But Wilczynski says it's particularly difficult to make a salt mine safe.
Salt always has a small amount of movement to it. It's almost impossible to stop because it's kind of an elastic type of rock. So whereas other stuff will just fail quickly because it's brittle, salt is more of a ductile thing, and it will actually creep and move on you a little bit, and it's difficult to stop.
The gradual movement of the salt would slowly close the mine. So miners leave about half the salt behind in huge pillars that support the roof. In 1994, part of a similar mine in upstate New York collapsed. When it did, parts of the Genesee Valley caved in, and surrounding homes and farms were swallowed. The mine had to be abandoned. Government officials and most scientists agree that the New York State mine collapse was a unique geologic event, unlikely to happen again. Sean Wilczynski says that's good, because demand for salt is growing. Rock salt that sells for $20 to $50 a ton costs consumers about $3.50 for a 25-pound bag. And the Cleveland mine itself is growing at a rate of 20 feet a day. Wilczynski says this mine has enough road salt for hundreds of years to come. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer, underneath Lake Erie.